Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
This is the Big East Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, here we go on this Saturday morning, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell, always live on Twitter at @eRadioSports. And it's time to buckle up because Super Bowl 56, we are going to provide a full recap. And guess who's dropping by? Super agent Lee Steinberg, also the director of DraftKings Sportsbook, Johnny Avello. And he is back in studio with me, my producer, Johnny Bellmer. Give him a follow on Twitter at @ThirdCoastJohnny. And I can't wait to get your takeaways from just an incredible Super Bowl. Of course, the Rams prevail. But you're a young guy. What did you think of that halftime show?
I loved the halftime show. I thought it was great. I know there's a lot of differing opinions on the Twitter sphere and on social media about this. It depends on what generation you're from, whether you liked it or not. But I personally loved it. Now, there's a lot of people saying it was the best ever. I completely disagree. I still have to go with Prince playing Purple Rain in the rain. Was fantastic. U2 right after 9/11 was another fantastic halftime show. It's probably better than this, but I still enjoyed it.
A little bit of a debate over the halftime show, but no dispute as far as who are the world champions, and that is the Rams. So your thoughts on this 3-point thrilling win over a very good Bengals team?
That is correct. You can't take it away from the Rams. The Rams are the champs, but I'll say I didn't think it was the best game ever. But I felt like Cooper Kupp deserved the MVP. He showed up. I'm happy for Matt Stafford. That no-look throw on the last drive of the game was fantastic. The Rams were the better team on Sunday.
You know, you highlight several of the key players. Of course, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp. He catches the game-winning touchdown and goes on to be the Super Bowl MVP. But I just think as a whole, just the composure that the Rams, I mean, it's all about belief. And their back was against the wall, and they continued to play and bring it.
Coming out after halftime, the offense looked dead. They couldn't get anything going. And in that fourth quarter, Sean McVay and those guys were able to figure out how to do it. And that's what a championship team is. Somebody that down the stretch, even when you're struggling, can figure out how to make it happen.
And the Rams go on to win their first Super Bowl in 22 years. And you know what? The conversation is going to continue. Andy McNamara from Sportsnet, always one of our favorite guys. He is the National Fantasy Sports host, is coming up next at Sports Map Radio Network.
The Big East Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show, Super Bowl 56. Our recap coverage continues, and we are so excited to have back with us. That is Andy McNamara from Sportsnet. Good morning, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. What an incredible week we just experienced. And what about the Bengals? I mean, they committed multiple penalties on the Rams' game-winning drive. Your thoughts on the just incredible composure of the Rams to finish it off?
Man, what a finish. It wasn't necessarily as high-scoring as I would have liked from these two offenses, but it was close. There were some big plays from an entertainment standpoint. It certainly, I think, lived up to the hype as much as possible. Just those, and when you look at it, were they penalties? But man, you let that go the whole way, and you're calling those at the end of the Super Bowl. That just kills you. All I ever want under the officiating is just be consistent. If you're consistently bad, fine. Then people know what to expect. It's like a strike zone in baseball. You can have a bad strike zone, but if everybody knows what the strike zone is, you can play with it. And that's sort of what I thought was missing, that the little bit of ticky-tack at the end, but in the end, heck of a Super Bowl.
What a great way to kick off Hour 1. Andy McNamara, he is back with us. We love his energy and passion and insight. Sportsnet national fantasy sports host. Give him a follow on Twitter, at AndyMC81. So, you know, when we step back and we look at the game tape, I mean, were the Rams, in your mind, clearly, just overall, they were the better team?
I think when we look at it, and it's just that Aaron Donald X factor. You know, and obviously all the pieces around him, right? You can't discount anybody. It's a unit. But that Aaron Donald X factor opposite that Bengals offensive line, which has been a problem all year. And mm-hmm. Hey, no one's now, when you're looking back, no one's going to say, don't take Jamar Chase. My goodness. What a season. What a future. Uh-huh. However, Alyssa, let's look at it. Hey, imagine, for example, mm-hmm. if the Bengals had one of the best offensive lines in football. Imagine if Joe Burrow had the Cleveland Browns offense, right? I think they win the Super Bowl if he has that offensive line. I do. But Aaron Donald is such a havoc wreaker game wrecker that they were double-teaming him, triple-teaming him. That leaves other guys open. Burrow was sacked way too many times against seven. I think the Bengals are in great shape to be back, at least close to the Super Bowl, if not in it next year, with an improved offensive line. But that's the difference maker. You have a guy like Aaron Donald. You got Von Miller going around there, too, and just that entire defense against that offensive line. In the end, it turned out to be that 3-point difference that let the Rams take it.
And it was incredible. I mean, Joe Burrow was held to under 300 pass yards and just one touchdown in the Super Bowl.
And why is that? Well, he was being rushed a lot, right? He was being worked. I will give credit. That running game was more effective and utilized more than I thought it would be by the Bengals. So credit to Zach Taylor there, 72 rushing yards, 15 carries for Joe Mixon. But no, you're absolutely right. And the reason is, he had a rush. He couldn't get the ball away. Now, he didn't turn the ball over either, Joe Burrow. Credit. Matthew Stafford, 2 INTs, right? Went 3 touchdowns, but 2 interceptions as well. So it just, to me, it shows that if the Bengals, through the draft or free agency trade, whatever, improve that offensive line, beef up their D-line a little bit, they got all the other pieces right there. For the Rams, fascinating. Because, Alyssa, they got no draft picks. No picks through the first 4 rounds. They've given away all their... 3 years, they have no first-round picks. So they went for it all in. And I want to ask you and the listeners this. Your franchise, you're a fan. Would you want to do it how the Rams did? And you're just like, look, this is either going to work or it's not. The future is going to suck. But we're going to win a title. Or do you want to be in that perpetual, that purgatory of next year, maybe we're almost there and not? What would you prefer?
Yeah, well, I'm hardly qualified to make but that's a big risk to take. Hey, we are so glad you're with us. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Andy McNamara, what a great way to kick off our weekend on this Saturday. We'd love to hear from you. Chime in on the conversation live on Twitter, at eRadioSports, info at eRadioSports.com. Andy, connect with our audience. Where can they find all your good stuff at Sportsnet?
Oh, boy. Well, they can get me on Twitter. All the links there at AndyMC81, Instagram at AndyMCSports. And for you listeners, I want you guys this weekend, Sunday and Monday, to check out American Football Legends League. It's an esports video game where the prime players of all NFL eras come back in their prime. ASLL.live, the YouTube channel. You can watch and subscribe there. ASLL.live. We have NFL player interviews there as well. So check that out this weekend, ASLL.live.
Okay, the Los Angeles Rams, they win their first Super Bowl in 22 years. So let's narrow our focus and let's talk about their quarterback in Matthew Stafford, who wins his Super Bowl in the first season with the Rams. What do you think his future looks like? And just, I mean, I think about the trajectory of his career. I mean, we can't put any limitations on this guy. He's just got to stay healthy.
That is the word, Alyssa. You said it. Healthy. Mm-hmm. Can he do it? Well, listen, that California sun obviously did him some good. But he's got back issues. There's knees. There's thumbs. He's 34, which is not old, but for all the injuries, it's kind of old. And I think it, at least for Matthew Stafford, it answered the question. No disrespect to Detroit, but it was Detroit's fault. Uh-huh. It wasn't him. It wasn't his fault. He went and won the Super Bowl the first year.
Yeah.
It was the Lions. Uh-huh. Sorry. So where does it go? Well, this is interesting. Odell Beckham Jr., another ACL tear. Coincidentally, by the way, his ACL tear 2 years ago, also against the Cincinnati Bengals. Kind of weird, but that's where it all
started. That's right. Interesting.
Yeah, so Odell's gone. you're not bringing him back. You might be done, period. Cooper Kupp you still got. You still have a trio of running backs. You still have the piece of Van Jefferson rookie contract. I'd like to see his role expanded. You still have pieces. You just don't have any draft picks for youth. So that window is still open for next year. Beyond that, though, they're going to have to get pretty creative to freshen up that lineup.
So, and that was one of my questions I was going to ask you. OBJ, you know, what should the Rams do with him in the offseason? You think that they should just part ways and move on from him?
I do, because it happened in the Super Bowl. So let's look at it this way. ACL tear, second one, same knee, okay? So it's not like the first time, and they can do heck of things with ACL tears repair now, but same knee, that close together, and you're not going to be ready for the start of the season. So when's he going to be back, right? Is it next year? Is he missed the whole year? Quite possibly. So you're not going to sign him. I think you just have to make plans to absolutely move on and take Van Jefferson, who's on your roster and has shown flashes of being a game changer. You elevate him. You take him to the next level. Maybe you sign some free agency. Now, I think they're $50 million over the cap, so that's going to hurt too. So you got to do some wiggling. But you can get, like, you're going to have to find some projects. You're going to have to really do the work in the draft. Can you find a raw, maybe speedy, different type of receiving option to bring in the fifth round? It happened. Maybe. So you've got to work in there. I would like them as well. Tyler Higbee is on the field for like 90% of snaps. Maybe this is the fantasy football guy getting frustrated with me, Alyssa, okay? Because this guy is on the field all the time, and they don't throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Get him the ball, please.
National fantasy sports host, love him, his energy. That is from Sportsnet. Andy McNamara joining us this morning on SportsMap Radio Network. Hey, we got to give some love to Cooper Kupp. I mean, he catches the game-winning touchdown and then goes on to be the Super Bowl MVP. But let me tell you something. I'm a mom. I mean, this guy is the ultimate role model. We need more like him, right? So good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a winner.
He's a winner. He's a class act. He does it all the right way. And he's really good at football. So you got all that tied in. And think about this. He did all the accomplishments of Jerry Rice did over his career, except for, you know, multiple Super Bowls, but all the accomplishments in one season. In one season.
Incredible.
And he's 28 years old. Cooper Kupp is just hitting his stride. And Alyssa, remember coming into this season with under Jared Goff, Cooper Kupp was seen as a slot receiver. He was seen in the same vein as a Wes Welker back in the day, right? Of a slot guy, because that's what he was used. Robert Woods had all the attention. Hey, you know what? Robert Woods is going to come back. There you go. Maybe that solves the problem for you. We forgot about him. But Cooper Kupp now, entering the year as a slot receiver, has turned into the best wide receiver in football with the upgraded quarterback to Matthew Stafford. So now, all of a sudden, that's just year one. He's 28. As long as he stays healthy, you got at least, I'd say a couple years of prime football left in Cooper Kupp. So there, that keeps that short window, which is at least going to be open for one more season, wide open in Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Rams, the 2022 world champions. Let's narrow our focus now and zero in on their head coach, Sean McVay. What an accomplished career, or resume, I should say, in such a short period of time. And now there's some questions, there's some buzz that will he return to the sidelines in 2022 or will he walk away? I mean, seriously, come on. The child is 36 years old.
Right? What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing?
He's a baby.
You know, come on. He can't spend any more time in the gym. The guy's already cut. He looks like he could play. Right? I think the comments were sort of vague enough to open questions and maybe were a bit clickbaitish, right? Because it got everyone all worked up. The question to be, and we're not in the head of Sean McVay. We don't know his personal life. Maybe there is a good reason he wants to walk away. I don't know. But really, if we just take it from a big picture level, why would you walk away as the defending Super Bowl champion right now? You got the title to defend. Like I said, you have that window open for at least a year or two. And what the heck else are you going to do? Go to TV now? I guess, but that seems like a long way. Keep it going for a little while, until maybe Matt Stafford retires, and then if you look, maybe you do the Sean Payton thing. You take a look at the core, that is not good. I'm going to go to TV now and step back then. I can't imagine he does it right now.
Right. I mean, and the Rams are in a great position to be able to run it back. Hey, well, we have you on the program this morning. Let's talk more about the Bengals. What are the expectations for Burrow and the Bengals? I mean, can they contend for the AFC again next season?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pains me to say it, you know. Browns fan. Till I die, third generation. Okay? It pains me. to say that the little brother, also founded by Paul Brown, founder of the Browns, are in a great spot, but they are. And like I said earlier, all you have to do with Cincinnati, this is it. This is not a big laundry list. Fix that offensive line. Don't be cute this year. Okay, Ja'Marr Chase, all right, we'll give you that. You're fine. You're fine with throwing options. You're good. Stop it. Get the offensive line fixed. If I'm a Bengals fan, this is what I want. I want offensive line in the draft. I want another offensive lineman in the draft. I want an offensive lineman in free agency and maybe a trade. And then I want defensive line. Just touch the line of scrimmage. You are fine everywhere else. You're good. Freshen up where you need to, but offensive line, priority number one. Defensive line, number two. You get those in, you are good. Keep Joe Burrow upright, you're going to go back to the AFC Championship next year.
We are wrapping up our time. Andy McNamara, our very special guest to kick off Hour 1 at Sports Map Radio Network, Sportsnet national fantasy host. And we've hit on some of the quarterbacks. Who deserves the title of the best quarterback in the NFL?
Oh, my. Ooh, that's a spicy question. I like it. Okay, let's think. Let's think here. Josh Allen, I think you got to put him right up at the top.
Okay.
That showdown with Kansas City is still going to – I still can't get over that.
Ouch.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right? We keep Patrick Mahomes in the conversation as well.
For
Tom
sure.
Brady retired
mm-hmm.
for now. Who knows? Tom Brady left on top with the most passing touchdowns and passing yards in the NFL this past season. Remarkable. So he's out for now. So we have to do Josh Allen. We have to do Pat Mahomes. We have to do Joe Burrow. We look around the rest. Let me look here. No. I'm looking at the teams. Nah. NFC, Matt Stafford, I don't think I'd put at the top, but obviously, heck of a resume. Just won the Super Bowl. You put him in that next tier. And outside of that, then you get a little bit lower with Dak Prescott, who I think could jump right back up. Certainly has the tools around him. Aaron Rodgers, depending how his situation goes, right at the top as well. But if I'm looking at the now and then into who can keep going, I got to give it to Josh Allen.
Okay. Final question for you. You got to give me a hit. I know how much you love your Browns, diehard fan.
Oh, boy.
Expectations. Let's do it. Talk to me.
Okay. Baker Mayfield, comeback player of the year 2022. Book it.
Wow.
Let's go. You know why? I'll tell you.
Okay,
I'll tell you why right now.
Bring it.
I'll tell you why right now. And your listeners, I'll tell you. This is why. Baker Mayfield loves the chip on his shoulder. And it's massive. And his shoulder that had that chip is being repaired surgically, non-throwing. This guy, first two games of the season, highest completion percentage in the NFL last year, was at the top when it came to quarterback rating and completion rating under Kevin Stefanski. He's healthy. He's mad. He's pissed. He's ready to take over. And the Browns have all the tools around. We talked about the Bengals. If they had the offensive line, well, if the Browns had top quarterback play, they'd be the one in the Super Bowl. And I think Baker Mayfield is the one to take him back next year. Comeback player of the year for six, and all the haters are going to have to eat one.
Okay, buckle up. You heard it here. Andy McNamara, Sportsnet national fantasy sports host from Ontario, Canada. You stay warm, my friend. And we look forward. Hey, we'll catch up with you during the NFL draft. Thanks so much, Andy. We appreciate you.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way here in Hour 1. Super agent Lee Steinberg is going to be coming up shortly. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 1, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker Campbell, and the 2022 Winter Olympics are underway. And this morning, we're going to celebrate an Olympian who has an amazing story to share. It is so inspirational. Mike Schultz is a Paralympic snowboarder, a gold and silver winning medalist who has just released his new book, Driven to Ride. He won the gold and silver in the 2018 Paralympics in snowboarding, and it's his first time on the show. Congratulations on your new book, and Mike, thank you so much for taking time to join us.
Ah, thanks, Alyssa. Yeah, I'm pumped. It's an exciting time right now. It's just... Yeah, just wrapping things up, getting ready to get on an airplane, head to China next week.
What particular events have you played close attention to?
I like half pipe.
Okay, yeah.
I've got a really good friend, David Weiss, who is a freestyle skier in the half pipe. So I'll be watching him, cheering him on, and then also the snowboard cross. I've got another buddy who compete in that, and one. The team event with Lindsay Jacobellis. His name is Nick Baumgartner.
If you're just joining us this morning in Hour 1 at Sports Map Radio Network, you are listening to the voice of Mike Schultz. Give him a follow. His moniker is Monster, so it's at Monster Mike 5. He is a Paralympic snowboarder and an author of his new book, Driven to Ride. We're going to talk about that here momentarily. And you are a gold-winning medalist, a silver medalist as well. You won in 2018. Pull back the curtain. Talk about what it takes to be a champion.
Lots of dedication, hard work, and perseverance. My case is a little unique. I was a professional snowmobile racer in snowcross, and in 2008, I was injured during a competition, and I damaged my left knee to the point where the doctors had to amputate it. Wow. And I'm definitely not one to sit on the sidelines and watch life go by. So I got to work in my shop and created my own prosthetic leg, which allowed me to get back behind my handlebars on my dirt bikes and snowmobiles at X Games, and then eventually got me into snowboarding. And I was not a snowboarder until after I became an amputee, and then realized I really loved it and pursued competition. And, you know, in just a short few years, became part of the U.S. Paralympic team and chased my goal to Pyeongchang, South Korea. And, man, what a wild ride that was, learning a new sport and then, climbing up to the top of it and winning gold with the red, white, and blue jersey on was something I never expected and will never forget.
You know, Mike, you, as you're just talking about, I mean, you have faced serious adversity. You talk about a devastating injury resulting in the amputation of your left leg. Where did you find that inner strength to keep going and moving forward?
It was difficult. I mean, I've got a great team around me. And as a team, I say my family, my wife, Sarah. She's been by my side since the beginning. We're high school sweethearts. And she's
bless her.
She's always been cheering me on. She's been my rock in those difficult moments. And for me, the competition side, I'm motivated by self-progression, always trying to be better. And, I kind of had to start over once I became an amputee. And I just really enjoy the challenge of trying to become better and solving problems in order to get there.
Mike Schultz, our very special guest at Sports Map Radio Network, Paralympic snowboarder, and has just chronicled his journey, everything, the highs, the lows, all that he has gone through. It is titled Driven to Ride. You can go anywhere online, Amazon.com, and pick up a copy. I have to wonder, what is it like to pen, a book? And what was that experience like for you? And was it cathartic as well?
From the time that we decided to do it, I worked with co-author Matt Higgins, and he helped put my story into, text on paper. And it was good therapy, honestly, for myself and my wife, Sarah, just to kind of talk through all those fine details. That the book covers basically the season right before I got injured as a pro snowmobile racer and goes all the way through to winning gold and silver at the Paralympic Games in 2018. So it's a 10-year period. So so many adventures, roller coaster up and down of emotions and accomplishments and setbacks, with injuries and creating equipment and creating a company. One of the coolest parts for me, or one of the motives for me to write the story, was just so I had all this storyline that I could share with my family, because, I think back at all those things that I've went through and I start forgetting a lot of it, and being able to write it down in a book and share it, with my family and the world is just, is really special. I've written through it, five, six times, and, it grabs my attention from start to finish. And, I've had really good feedback from everybody who's read it. So I'm really excited about how it all came out. And I'm I couldn't be more happy with how it all came out.
The title of the book is Driven to Ride, Paralympic Snowboarder. Give him a follow on Twitter, at MonsterMike5. Listen, safe travels to Beijing. And we look forward to continuing this conversation when you come back. Continued success, Mike. We're so proud of you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
You bet.
Go Team USA.
There you go. Stick around. Much more coming your way at Sports Map Radio Network. Coming up next is Super Agent Lee Steinberg after this timeout.
This is the Big East Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker Campbell. Always appreciate you guys allowing us to be a part of your weekend. Many different ways and platforms to join us. We're always live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show, info@eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com. And did you know you can take us anywhere, anytime, 24/7. Just download our app, Sports Map Radio. Okay, Super Bowl 56, it is now in the rearview mirror as the Rams capture their second NFL title with a 23-20 win over the Bengals. And in our next segment, we are so excited to have back with us to get his thoughts and takeaways from this year's Super Bowl, always one of our favorites, and that is Super Agent Lee Steinberg. Lee, listen, you've had about a week to rest and recover from all the festivities. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Good morning to you.
You just celebrated your 35th annual Lee Steinberg Super Bowl party in what, Culver City, and it brings a lot of folks together, some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment and business. What was the focus of this year's event, and how did it turn out?
It was wonderful. The Super Bowl party every year is a reflection of the fact that the Super Bowl has become a convention of Americana. Big business, big politics, big sports, big entertainment, and multiple parties and events, and somewhere in there, there's a football game. But the city is transformed for a week, and so we did a charity, raise money for the Lantern Network, which helps at-risk kids learn about business and how to succeed. We did a brain health summit to explore the issue of athletic-related concussion, and we had a bunch of neurologists and other folk who talked about state-of-the-art prevention, awareness, cure. We had a brain lounge where new modalities like hyperbaric oxygen and stem cells were displayed. And we gave humanitarian awards to people like Tom Telesco, the general manager of the Chargers, for positive things they do off the field. And retired players like Christian Okoye got them. And the setting was Sony Studios, and that's a place I used to jump the fence as a kid when it was MGM. And I was playing a backdrop.
Yeah.
So it would be an old Western town. It would be a Mexican hacienda. It would be a South Sea setup. So it was like redemption that came full circle. And we had Spider-Man wandering around and Wakanda with the guards from Black Panther. So it really was quite an amazing day.
You know, Lee, it's always so much fun, your Super Bowl party, and you do get to spend time with some of your closest friends that perhaps you don't get to see all year long. But what I love, you know, listening to you is it's about giving back and helping others and helping them reach their full potential, correct?
So basically, you're trying to make a positive difference in the world. And I was raised by a father with two core values. One, treasure relationships, especially family. And the second was to try to make a meaningful difference in the world. And sports can be a magnificent way to trigger positive imitative behavior. And so we had a number of players there, Taylor Heinicke, the quarterback from Washington, and we probably had 25 of our clients there. And you just mix these different worlds together. So, you know, here is Snoop Dogg, and here is, you know, here's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And then over here you've got the president of the San Francisco Giants or the athletic director from Cal Berkeley. And it's just a mix. But at the end of the day, it's an antidote to the noisy, boozy, crowded, dark parties that predominate. And ours is a daytime party. And it was really the best since we were in Houston back in 2017.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You just mentioned your dad, and he's had a big influence on you. And that was his favorite team and influenced you to really love the Rams growing up as a young boy. So how cool was it that they went on to win it all here in Super Bowl 56 at home?
So I want you to imagine it's the 50s and 60s, and my father is taking us to the games. But,
yeah,
you know, he's a teacher at high school, and so we have the dollar seats, which are so high in the Coliseum that you need an electron microscope to, like, try to identify an individual player. So that happens, and so I fall in love with football. And then back in 1994, the team was talking about leaving and going to St. Louis, and I just thought it was wrong to tear a team out of the heart of loyal fans. My son came to me, and he said, "Dad, are they going to take Disneyland, too?" So the concept was just bizarre. And so I formed a committee called the Committee to Save the Rams, and there were 125 businessmen, and we came up with a plan to build a sports town. So part of the problem with the economics of $5 billion SoFi is you only play 10 home dates there. And so now you have this massively expensive edifice that is vacant for, you know, the preponderant majority of the year. So we talked about having a Disneyland of sports, and you could go on virtual reality rides. There would be retail, and you would surround the stadium by an activity zone. And so we fought hard. The first league meeting came up, and we got the league to vote down the move. And she left Georgia Frontier for $30 million up front. Now, when the Rams came back to Los Angeles, they were valued at about $950 million, and now they're about $3.5 billion. We felt like redemption to have the Super Bowl back in my hometown, to have the team I grew up rooting for, and then they win. And it will have the effect, I think, of creating a whole new generation of Ram fans.
It's so cool just listening to you, just your passion. I mean, the Rams, obviously, very close to your heart. And as you just talked about, I mean, you played a pivotal role to save the Rams in the 90s when they left originally for St. Louis. So what does that mean to you now to have them back and to see them striding out, to see them excelling and win a world championship?
I think it's a real positive in a year that's been, you know, pandemic and had all sorts of negativity, to have, you know, a parade in Los Angeles. People misjudge Southern California because they make the assumption that our football fans are blasé. And they're really not. This area supports two football teams, two pro soccer teams, two pro basketball teams, two pro baseball teams, and two pro soccer teams, and SC and UCLA. And so there's what happens is, for some of the games, fans of the visiting team will bid so much for Ram ticket holders to go to that one game that sometimes the stadium looks like, you know, it's 70% Rams, but 30% the other team. But that's not really reflective of the desire for pro football here. And the interesting thing is, even when the Rams were in St. Louis, the top-rated sport was still pro football.
You know, it's so interesting. You were talking about redemption, things coming full circle. And, of course, when the Rams were in St. Louis in 99, one of my favorite guests, he was just on the program about a week ago, and that is legendary Super Bowl-winning coach Dick Vermeil, won it all in 99 with Kurt Warner. And I was just thinking about him, watching him at halftime when they introduced the latest inductees that are going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How cool is that to see things come to full circle for him? I always say, Dick, you're 85 years young, but what comes to your mind when you think of the legendary coach Dick Vermeil and just, you know, what he has meant to the game of football and his players? They just loved him so much.
Well, once again, that has a Southern California twist because Dick coached
it
here
does,
at UCLA.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I sent him a congratulatory telegram.
Okay.
I loved it because he had a group of older coaches, and he was older, and yet they were highly productive. So there's one for us baby boomers.
Hey, so glad you're with us, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. So give us your takeaways from the Rams defeating the Bengals and be going on to be world champions.
First of all, you saw the emergence of another young quarterback, Joe Burrow. That's a team that was playing on house money, the Bengals, because they were too young to understand they were supposed to be intimidated. And they'll emerge as a great power. In terms of the Rams, it was a important year for Matt Stafford. What happens with a quarterback is their ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, and he now has that monkey off his back. And Aaron Donald, again, shows why he might be the most dramatic defensive player in the history of the league with that last-minute sack. And then Cooper Kupp comes in and dominates. I will tell you, in 48 years of representing professional athletes, I've rarely ever seen someone walk off into the sunset like the sports movie would have it. They love playing too much, and they miss the camaraderie of the locker room, and they miss the structure that comes, and they miss the adrenaline rush. So, you know, people always say, well, sure, he did it the right way. Well, what you don't know, unless you're the agent of the player who retired, is the fact that after four games in the season, he called up and said, do you think somebody still wants me? You know, this player, you know, that's the that's been my experience with players that retired. So I think they'll be back, and it will be dominant. I think at the end of the day, it just shows how dominant professional football is because, you know, you had great ratings, and I think the league made a little bit controversial choice in featuring rap and hip-hop, but I think it was a response to the fact that the players are 70% black, and so I think there's some people who that's not their taste, but the league went ahead and made a statement.
Our Super Bowl 56 recap continues with Super Agent Lee Steinberg after this quick break. Yeah, we like the bomb.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, we're going to rejoin Super Agent Lee Steinberg. We've talked about this over the past couple of weeks. I mean, the NFL season now has come to a close, but there wasn't one truly dominant team this season. Lee, why do you feel like it was harder to predict, you know, like, hey, we can definitely count on this one team? I mean, what's the trend that we're seeing?
I think it's the effect of the cap. Now, it doesn't stop there from being totally great teams, but dynasties are very hard because what happens is that the biggest challenge now for the Rams will be, can they keep their free agents? The cap forces them to discard players, and then injury plays a disproportionate role. So because of the cap, if you're paying a star player at left tackle $15 million, it means the player behind him has to be a rookie, a undrafted free agent, a veteran at the minimum. So the drop-off when a key player gets injured is huge. And they don't have the player to replace the starter who just got hurt because they're not just sitting around on the street. And they don't have the cap room. So a key injury will alter the competitive situation. And I think, again, this was the league's intention to create parity. Now, it doesn't totally work because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger just retired, my former client, after 18 years, and he won every single year.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't happen. You should have teams go up, have three or four dominant years, go through rebuilding and back again. And when that doesn't happen, like with the New England Patriots or other teams, when they continue to play well, or the Packers, that means they have a gifted organization.
So as we wrap up our time, give me a quick hit on Patrick Mahomes. What is his focus in the offseason? And how would you summarize how the Chiefs season played out? Obviously, their goal was to win the Super Bowl and they fell short.
It reminds me of the Buffalo Bills, who were among the two best teams in pro football for 4 years. But because they lost, their reign was characterized not as excellence, but as, you know, defeat. Patrick's reaction to losing was mature, as always, to take responsibility, as always, to look at what he can do better. And I think he took 2 days off and went back to training. So he's already focused on next season and the Super Bowl.
He is the trailblazing sports agent, one of the most revered names in all of sports, the CEO and chairman of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, always a Big E favorite, and that is the great Lee Steinberg. You stay safe, and we look forward to another conversation real soon. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way at Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.